Welcome back. 1244, 1260 WRC. Andy Parks live from the Washington Times. And joining me now, Dave Boyer, Washington Times White House reporter. Hello, Dave.
Hi, Andy. How are you?
I'm doing just fine. It's Friday, you know. How'd the President's Day go yesterday, walking in women's shoes?
Very well, according to him. He met with a woman in her 30s in Minneapolis, Minnesota yesterday. This is part of the White House outreach effort to show that the president is, you know, fighting for the cause of the middle class and understands the middle class. And he spent, you know, part of a day with this woman in Minneapolis who's the mother of two kids. And, you know, they've been struggling to make ends meet in their family. Her husband's been an out-of-work construction worker. And they had lunch at a little dive bar out there, and, you know, it amounted to a visit of a couple, 3-4 hours, you know, but it got, I think, the president's point across that he's trying to, and he sympathizes with the struggles of people who are still, you know, trying to get ahead in this economy.
Yeah. But, you know, it's interesting, a little while later when he addressed a crowd, and I have the soundbite of him addressing a crowd saying that, you know, he met with this woman, she has two beautiful kids, she has a great life, but she wants to know what Washington can do for her, basically. And, you know, it takes me back to my days as being a young married guy, you know, with a great wife and two small children, and we struggled, but, you know, that's all part of it. That's all part of being an American, you know?
Yeah, and I think I agree with you. I think the you know, the president gave a speech this morning about an hour ago in Minneapolis before he came back to Washington, and excuse me, it was sort of the same message that, and I think he has to be careful here because, you know, he sort of conveys the message that struggling isn't normal, you know, for families.
Yeah.
And of course it is. Every family in the middle class, you know, struggles to pay the bills at the end of the month. And he's got to make a distinction, I think, between, that I'm not sure is coming across in some of his speeches, between, you know, making ends meet and not being able to make ends meet, you know.
Yeah.
It's a fine line, and a lot of families out there deal with this constantly, especially as you pointed out, when you're young and your salary tends to not be as much and you've got, you know, a lot of costs of raising children and so on. So
yeah.
It's interesting to me that the president lately is really complaining a lot more often, as he did yesterday and again today, that the media is just not helping him get his message out there. It's not telling the story of his agenda and how he's fighting for the middle class. And I just, when I listen to this, I sit here with my mouth open and just like, are you kidding me? I just don't get it.
Yeah. I noticed that he used the opportunity yesterday to slam Republicans again and their phony scandals. Meanwhile, you know, the investigation continues back here in Washington as to the IRS emails that are missing.
Right.
You know,
and the VA scandal. I guess that's not a real scandal either.
Oh, no. Dave, come on now. He was also in Minnesota to help out Al Franken, from what I understand. You know anything about that?
Yeah, he was out there with him, and they did campaign together. And, you know, it's kind of interesting. Al Franken seems to be one of the few Democratic lawmakers who's willing to be seen with the president lately on the campaign trail. And they visited I think it was a job training center this morning in Minnesota. And, you know, Al Franken tries very hard, you know, in his career to not be the jokester because of his previous life, you know, mm-hmm. as a comedian. And, but anyway, they were meeting people in Minnesota this morning, and president said to someone he was greeting, he said, "Hi, I'm the president." And Al Franken said, "That would be of the United States." Showing he still has a sense of humor.
Yeah, I guess. Now, I understand the president also made a stop at a fine food store yesterday and actually appeared not to hear the owner voice concerns about her taxes being too high.
Well, there's a little bit of discrepancy there, yeah. He stopped at a specialty store, a store sells specialty foods. It was one of these unannounced stops that he does from time to time. You know, the motorcade just pulls over and he gets out. And this woman who owns the store had written him a letter a while back saying, if you're ever in the area, please stop by. So he did. And you know, it was to highlight the struggles of mom-and-pop-owned businesses. And you know, this woman has owned her store for 18 years. She was telling the president, and she said to, he said to her, well, what's your biggest challenge? And she kind of poked him in the chest and said, my biggest challenge is filling out my, filing my federal taxes every month, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And according to the pool report that we got, Obama didn't respond to that. You know, there wasn't anything about, you know, any further conversation. He just went shopping and picked up something. Now I understand from the store owner herself that he did say to her something along the lines of, well, I understand, you know, small business owners have a lot more paperwork to do than big corporations. You know, I mean, big corporations have a lot more employees, obviously, to handle the paperwork that needs to be filed for taxes, whereas a single proprietor or business owner has to do it all themselves, pretty much. And so his comments were along those lines, and he gave her the number of, you know, someone, or he gave her a name that somebody would might call her to try and, you know, help her work something out. But
wow, how about that? I don't think it was just the paperwork, though. It sounded to me as if the woman was more concerned about the money associated with the paperwork.
That could be true, too. Yeah.
All right, so then he spends $82, and he actually had cash with him.
He did. He had his wallet on him, and he said he told the reporters who accompanied him, you know, they have a pool of reporters that go into these stops with the president. And he said, I only have two things in my wallet these days. I have cash, and I have a driver's license. And that license expires in 2016 along with his presidency.
Yeah, he'll never drive again. Are you kidding? What's he need that for, really? All right, did he react to the Supreme Court rulings regarding his recess appointments?
He did. Through his spokesman, Josh Earnest, told reporters yesterday that the White House was deeply disappointed in the Supreme Court decision on recess appointments, but they feel like there's some wiggle room to try and work around that ruling, and we'll see. You know, it's going to be interesting to see how it all plays out over the next year or so to, you know, see what the president tries to get away with in that regard anymore, given this ruling, and then, you know, what Congress will or will not do in response to that. So there's a constant tension there, I think, between any administration and any Congress over, you know, trying to get your president's nominees installed, who people that the opposite party just doesn't necessarily want. So
yeah.
We're just going to have to see how that plays out over time.
Yeah. All right, one more thing that deals with the immigration problem. I noticed where Dianne Feinstein and others pressured the president to say something about his immigration policy. He has made a few phone calls. He went on Good Morning America. Any other information you can add to that?
You know, he did go on Good Morning America this morning, and he said, you know, my message is to, you know, people in Central America. I'm not sure if they're watching Good Morning America.
Really?
Or not, but I think don't send your children unaccompanied on trains or with smugglers to the United States. It's dangerous. And, you know, the administration has been, in recent weeks, trying to pay for advertising in Spanish language media south of the border to get that message out there. But, you know, he's got a real problem on his hands here, obviously, in addition to the humanitarian problem on our border now with all these children in shelters, trying to figure out if he can take executive action on immigration because Congress doesn't want to in the House. And so he's, you know, caught in this spot where he wants to take executive action, I think, you know, sometime before the election this year. But he also doesn't want to fire up the Republican base even more than he already has, you know. And so, he's, you know, and Secretary, Homeland Security Secretary Jay Johnson right now is really busy with the problem on the border and trying to make sure that the kids who are there are dealt with. And so he's the one who's doing this review on executive actions, and I think his timetable has been delayed. So.
Yeah. Anything out of the White House this morning regarding Mexico, starting a war with us last night? flew a helicopter.
No declaration of war yet. It was an incident, I think, early Thursday morning or overnight where a Mexican helicopter apparently crossed the border, probably by mistake since it was at night, and then fired on U.S. Border Patrol agents. And they were doing some kind of an anti-drug running operation, and apparently, you know, screwed up, but no one was hurt. So.
Yeah, well, that's good. Yeah. All right, very good. Dave, I guess we'll talk next week. I don't think there'll be any big document dump today, not that you're aware of.
I kind of doubt it. No, the president's on his way back to Washington now to meet with the acting VA secretary and others about that crisis
mm-hmm.
with veterans care. But,
right. You mean that phony scandal, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that one of those phony ones, right?
Yeah. All right, very good. Dave, have a great weekend. Thanks.
You too, Andy.
See ya. Dave Boyer, Washington Times White House reporter. 1254, 1260 WRC. It's Andy Parks live from the Washington Times.